Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 303, Peace That Guards. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:7. Just let those words land for a moment. Paul doesn't write them from a comfortable chair. He writes them from a prison cell, and still he talks about peace. Not just any peace, he names it precisely, the peace of God. The very peace that belongs to God himself, freely given to the human heart. That is something entirely different from anything the world calls peace. The world offers peace when the problems go away. God offers his peace while the problems are still right there. And there's something in this phrase, surpasses all understanding, that needs to settle in the right way. This peace doesn't ask permission from your mind. It doesn't wait for you to figure everything out, to understand everything, to have certainty about everything. The human mind has limits. There are nights when you lie down and the thoughts just spin and go nowhere. That is exactly where this peace was made to enter. It doesn't need your rational approval. It operates beyond what you can explain. And Paul uses a striking image, and will guard. In Greek, that word is military. It is a sentinel posted at the gate, a soldier standing watch. God doesn't just offer peace as a passing feeling. He stations it to stand guard, to stand firm at the entrance to what you most fear losing. And Paul is deliberate, heart and mind, both fronts. The heart, where your emotions rise, where fear lives, where grief settles. The mind, where thoughts race, where doubt circles, where worry spins its longest spirals. God leaves no door unguarded. He covers both. But there is a condition, and it is not effort. It is not self-control. It is not a technique. Paul says, in Christ Jesus, this peace dwells in him. It doesn't come from inside you. It comes from being united to him. It is in prayer. It is in faith. It is in real encounter with Jesus that this guard becomes actual in your life. Not a formula, a relationship, and that changes everything. Because you are not being called to be strong enough. You are being called to stay close to the one who guards. So today, before breakfast, do this one thing. Name one specific worry that has been occupying your mind. Just one. Write it down on a piece of paper. Then, out loud, not in your thoughts, out loud, hand it to God in prayer. Speak to him, and then turn the paper face down. Leave it there, pressed against the table. It's a simple gesture, but it is a concrete act of trust. You are saying, I am not the one holding this. He is God's peace. Will not explain your situation to you. It will guard you inside of it. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.